2 days later, Dill arrived in a blaze of glory. He had ridden the train by himself from Meridian to Macomb Junction, a courtesy title. Macomb Junction was in Abbott County, where he had been met by Miss Rachel in Macomb's one taxi. He had eaten dinner in the diner. He had seen two twins hitched together get off the train in Bay St. Louis, and stuck to his story regardless of threats. He had discarded the abominable blue shorts that were buttoned to his shirts and wore real short pants with a belt. He was somewhat heavier, no taller, and said he had seen his father. Dill's father was taller than ours. He had a black beard, pointed, and he was president of the L&N Railroad. "I helped the engineer for a while," said Dill, yawning. "In a pig's ear you did, Dill." "Hush," said Jim. "What'll we play today?" "Tom and Sam and Dick," said Dill. "Let's go in the front yard." Dill wanted the Rover Boys because there were three respectable parts. He was clearly tired of being our character man. "I'm tired of those," I said. I was tired of playing Tom Rover, who suddenly lost his memory in the middle of the picture show and was out of the script until the end when he was found in Alaska. "Make us up one, Jim," I said. "I'm tired of making them up." Our first days of freedom, and we were tired. I wondered what the summer would bring. We had strolled to the front yard, where Dill stood looking down the street at the dreary face of the Radley place. "I smell death," he said. "I do, I mean it," he said when I told him to shut up. "You mean when somebody's dying, you could smell it?" "No, I mean I can smell somebody and tell if they're gonna die. An old lady taught me how." Dill leaned over and sniffed me. "Jean, Louise, Finch, you are going to die in 3 days. Dill, if you don't hush, I'll knock you bow-legged. I mean it now." "Y'all hush," growled Jim. "You act like you believe in hot steams." "You act like you don't," I said. "What's a hot steam?" asked Dill. "Haven't you ever walked along a lonesome road at night and passed by a hot place?" Jim asked Dill. "A hot steam's somebody who can't get to heaven, just wallows around on lonesome roads, and if you walk through him, when you die, you'll be one too, and you'll go around at night sucking people's breath." "How can you keep from passing through one?" "You can't," said Jim. "Sometimes they stretch all the way across the road, but if you have to go through one, you say, 'Angel Bright, life and death, get off the road, don't suck my breath.' That keeps them from wrapping around you." "Don't you believe a word he says, Dill," I said. "Calpurnia says that's nigger talk." Jim scowled darkly at me, but said, "Well, are we going to play anything or not?" "Let's roll in the tire," I suggested. Jim sighed. "You know I'm too big." "You can push." I ran to the backyard and pulled an old car tire from under the house. I slapped it up to the front yard. "I'm first," I said. Dill said he ought to be first. He just got here. Jim arbitrated, awarded me first push with an extra time for Dill, and I folded myself inside the tire.